You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, Southside Jake from Southside Plumbing and Heating joins us every single Tuesday at 7:35. And he tries to stump us with a bunch of trivia questions. Well, he texted us yesterday. I don't know if he's afraid we're going to kick his ass in a trivia game. He said he wants to take things in a different direction today. So you want to interview Doran about the pre-draft process that he went through?
Well, I mean, leading up to the draft, I feel like it's a very, very good segment. I mean, you know, traditional trivia, I know you're not going to have much input here because you're only the second best player on your T-ball team.
Sixth.
So. I was sixth best on my sixth grade team. Thank you very much. So I'm just going to call this like it is, Southside Jake. Doran is a humble guy. He wouldn't say this. He doesn't want to answer all these questions. And now you're going to ask him, and it's going to be good. You're going to do a good job. You're going to take my job, and you're going to interview Doran. It's going to make him squirm. It's going to make him uncomfortable. And I'm just going to sit here and soak it all in. So take it away, Southside Jake.
Yeah, I mean, I guess this would be a good segment then for you to see. But I think there's going to be some good questions that a lot of the listeners want to hear leading up to draft day from a player's perspective, boys. So, Doran, you ready to get started, bud?
Let's do it.
All right, my first question to you, my friend, is when did it become real to you that you had a shot at being drafted in the NFL? Was there a specific time, like after a big game, during an interview, or did someone tell you that this could really happen?
Well, I always thought that I could because I was exposed to it at a young age with my uncle being a head coach in college football. I was always at the game, seeing a bunch of players, you know, that were NFL caliber players, Ray Lewis, I mean, you know, Warren Sapp, all those guys play. So I always thought that it was definitely a possibility, but I would say probably after the third game of my senior year in college, I was like, okay, like I have a real chance of going pretty high in the draft, which I ended up not going high in the draft.
Hey, you made it. A lot of people can't say that. So, you know, can you explain the process leading up to the draft? Like, do you have a guide through the process, such as a person that tells you need to do X, Y, and Z to go higher in the draft or the best possible position?
Definitely the agent process, they kind of help you with that. You know, you go to the Senior Bowl. I went to the Senior Bowl. Then I went to the Combine and then the Pro Day, and then I had a couple interviews. So it was kind of that trajectory, and then you just sit back really and wait, and you wait and see if your name gets called. But the agent kind of takes you through that process and – make sure you have everything you need, and it's really just a wait it out, and it's kind of control what you can control, and it's out of your hands at, you know, in about 72 hours from now.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That's a good read-in for me, because my next question was, tell me about your agent selection process. How do you find the right one as a young man like that?
Well, I just told Crowley the story.
This is a good story.
I just told Crowley the story. So, you know, I had agents that I really liked. They were younger, they were new, and they had a couple guys, and they wanted to be more my friend than actually, you know, do the agent duties. And I still talk to them. I still, you know, keep in touch. But I ended up going in the seventh round of the NFL draft, and my evaluation was second round. So I was on the board from the second round to the seventh round, and I'm like, why is this happening? But if you fast forward maybe about 4 weeks before that, I was at a club in Miami called Live, and I saw Jared Odrick, who ended up going in the first round of the 2010 draft. He played for Penn State, and he was with his agent at the time. His name was Peter Schaefer. And I asked Peter Schaefer, this is after I ran the 4.440, you know, I was flying up the draft boards. I was like, hey, Peter, where do you think I'm going to get drafted at? He was like, seventh round free agent. I was like, what? Get out of here. There's no chance I'm going in the seventh round. I just ran a 4.4. He said, watch this. He texted the GM at the time of the San Francisco 49ers. He said, where do you have Doran Dickerson on your draft board? And the text back was seventh round free agent. And Peter showed me that text. And I went in the seventh round. I fired my agents that day, and I hired Peter Schaefer because he knew what he was talking about.
Unbelievable. That's amazing. Jeez.
I'm going to stop you right here, Southside Jake. We got one time for one more here. So give us your best fastball here for the last question.
All right, here we go. When the draft started, I'm sure there's a lot of things going through your head. Is there any doubt in your mind that you were not going to be drafted? If you weren't drafted, what was the backup plan?
Oh,
I would a plumber or, you know, go to a team undrafted.
Well, I mean, I knew that I was going to be, at least a undrafted free agent. And I remember being on the phone with John Harbaugh, and he was like, we're going to pay you like you were a draft pick if you don't get drafted. We see you as this position. We see you as an Anquan Boldin, this and that nature. So I knew that I was going to go at least to Baltimore Ravens.
Wow.
But then literally after I hung up the call, I get drafted in the seventh round by the Houston Texans. But a backup plan, after my first year I got released, I met with E.J. Borghetti, who is the SID for the University of Pittsburgh and, you know, my right-hand man throughout my career at Pitt. And I said, what can be my next plan B? And he said, I think you need to get into the media, maybe TV, maybe some radio. And that was in 2010, 2011, and here I am.
Man, good stuff. Good stuff. Those are some questions I was always interested in, and coming from a player that was in your position. I'm happy to hear that and get it out before draft night.
Jake, this was good, man.
It was very good.
Appreciate the time, buddy. Enjoy the rest of your vacation. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Have a good show, and let's watch the draft and get something good going.
That's right.
Thanks, Jake.
Take care. Southside Jake, Southside Plumbing and Heating. Can I ask one?
Yes.
Doran, what's it like to be so special? When did you know you were going to be the greatest thing since sliced bread?
Whenever, a year ago, right now, whenever we were the Fan Morning Show.
Oh,
I knew we were special.
I butter you up. You butter me right back.
Yep.
Okay, that was
all
fun.
All because of you.
I didn't know how that was going to go, but you got a couple of really good stories in there. And we love Southside Jake. Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.